Claire, joining Stars. How did it come about? I suppose when Pam rings you, you can't really say no.
Absolutely. Pam and I go back a long way. Pam just gave me a quick call on Wednesday morning, just asking if there was any possibility that I could be available for an injury that one of the girls had picked up in the squad. I think Afisha had picked up an ACL injury. So they were one man down. I think they've been having a few issues in the midcourt, just in their attacking end. So I think Pam was just looking to fill the space in the squad, really. And I was happy to oblige for the last three games, though a little bit old, Andy, as you know.
Surely not. Obviously, injury to Afisha was part of it. You can play a centre and wing defence, so the good news is as well, you can be selected for those remaining fixtures.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was always nice to be asked by Pam. Like I say, we go back a long way from our team Bath days, and it's always quite nice to be linked into Seven Stars as a new franchise, and would always welcome working under somebody like Pam, and especially someone like Monya as well. So to get the phone call was really great, and it was a real feather in my cap, and I felt really honoured, actually, because I've not played Super League for the last 8 years. I mean, I've done all the indoor net stuff, but it's a completely different game. And it's just been a really lovely year. We've obviously, with the net stuff in September, bringing home a gold from the World Championships there. And then we've had promotion this year with Romans in the National League into Prem 1. So this was just a lovely way to kind of finish the season off, really. So I just don't want to let Pam down. I just want to do the franchise proud, because there's a huge amount of talent within the Seven Stars franchise. And I just welcome the opportunity to be part of that, to be honest. So there's a real family feel. I went for the first time to training on Wednesday evening, and the squad were just so welcoming. I never felt like I'd not been part of that. And there's a real something special about the Seven Stars franchise. And it was very much like Bath was going back 10 years ago, that family feel. Everybody's there working towards the same goal. And I don't think that we're going to have miracles that happen overnight. I think it's going to be the same as Bath. It's going to be building blocks for the next few years. But I think it's definitely a franchise to watch. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in the franchise because of that camaraderie between the girls. To turn up on Friday night for a first game, having only just learnt some of the girls' names, and to be welcomed the way I was, and to be on court. I had Jodie behind me at wing defence telling me what to do. I mean, it was just amazing to think you could just step on court with a family like that and feel like you've been there all season. So it's credit to the franchise for them to be able to help me along the way, really, and just pick me up from where we've left off.
How did you enjoy playing at the weekend? You were on it from the second half, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I was really nervous, I'll be honest. Really, really nervous to start with. It was quite nice not to go on to start with. I wasn't really sure whether I'd play or not, but I was just happy to be part of the franchise and be part of that from whatever capacity that was, whether that's on the bench or on the court. So, yeah, I was a bit nervous before the game going into it, partly because I've not played with them all season, so I wasn't really sure what any of their set plays were. I didn't know what their back lines were, the centre passes were. So I'm really just going on, just almost trying to wing it, if you like. But I guess that kind of experience, you just play what's in front of you and listen to the people around you. They're such a great group of girls. They just kind of fill you in before you go on. The defence are telling me what they want me to do in front of them. Laura's telling me what's in front of her, where she wants me to hit. The shooter's just holding really clear positions to put the ball into. So once I stepped foot on the court, the rest was pretty plain sailing. I was just listening to the people around me. So nervous to start with, but once I was on the court, I just felt like I'd always been there, which is really lovely. And to have the girls off the court afterwards just high-fiving, just making you feel part of that instantly, just really helps you feel part of that squad from the whistle at half-time, I guess.
Your past experience at this level included, obviously, the time at Bath and Mavs. What can you take from those times? Any particular memories?
Yeah, there's so many good memories. There's so many really amazing memories. And I remember when we joined Bath 10 years ago, we formed the Team Bath franchise, myself, Catherine, who is now at the parlour, and Jess. We were the three that initiated the Team Bath franchise, so it goes back a long time. But we started there right at the bottom, and you know, a few years later we were almost an untouchable franchise, and now that franchise has kind of broken off out into the ANZ with players out there in the likes of Jeeva, and now we've obviously got Pam and Tamsin at Wasps and Seven Stars that have retired but still playing, if you know what I mean. So all of those memories we're still living now. We look back and look at the old good times at Team Bath and look at where we've come from, what we built, and how the game has developed, especially in what we're looking at now in the Super League and how it's developed into the ANZ and now in the Suncorp League in Australia. So there's so much to take from the game, looking back from 10 years ago. And the experience we had with Lynn Gunson was just extraordinary. And to take that forward into our sport, even at any level, on the court, off the court, coaching, has just been invaluable, really. And then my time at Mavs with people like Maggie Jackson, Amanda Newton, Naomi, all go back a long way through the England ranks. And there's a lot to be said about the coaching experience we've had over the last 10 years, the experience that you've got and how you can just implement that. I mean, most people probably wouldn't be able to turn up into a franchise with three games to go and necessarily have the confidence just to go on court not knowing what they're doing. And I think the experience that Lynn has given us and the likes of Maggie Jackson have given us over the last 10 years has been really the foundations of what this season for me has been built upon.
And you and that group of players were all essential in a way as well to forming the league to what it is today?
Yeah, I believe so. I do believe so. And Bath for me will always hold very special memories because that was the initial part. When I came to Bath, I was in England under 21, and that was the start of my career really through England. And what's really lovely about the game is that you form those lifelong friends. And even Jeeva, she might be out in Australia now, we're still good friends, we still follow each other. And so you can be miles apart but still so near and still have that friendship base. And you know, I never thought at 38 years old I'd still be playing netball, but it looks like I am. So it's just what I do from here on in, whether I think about contemplating next season, that's all kind of to talk about for next season really. I just want to finish off this season and do Stars proud and do the best that I can based on what I've learned over the last few years.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but how tough were you 5 years away? Did you come back just with that extra determination?
Yeah, I think the last 5 years, that for those people who know me, obviously, I collapsed with a heart condition I knew nothing about. So it's been a tough 5 years away from the game. And at one point, I was told I would never, ever play sport again. And that was probably one of the toughest parts of my life, really. To lose sport out of it, I think, is when you are a sports person at that level, to be told that is almost like a shattered dream. But I think it's given me a drive that I never knew I had, and that's the difference. It's made me appreciate life a little bit more and highlight things in my life that really are important and prioritise things. And as much as I love the game, it's made me just think about what's really important. As much as I love the game, I still have ambition, I still have drive, and actually when someone tells you you can't, you almost want to prove them that you can. And so the 5 years have been a long 5 years. England Nets was my saving grace, really, with Tom and Taffy, who helped me, really believed in me and were the steadfast people who got me back into playing really at that level, and playing a bit of international on the net scene just gave me more and more confidence. And then to captain my country with that was just the icing on the cake. And then to finish off this year, it's really just shown me what you can do if you just truly believe in it and you want something badly enough. You'll work hard enough to try and see if you can get it, and if it doesn't happen then fine, but those 5 years have certainly been a turning point in my life to prioritise what I'd like to achieve, and I've been able to do that. So yeah, it's been a good 5 years.
Yeah, the nice thing is, as well, winning gold with Nets, it's nice to see the game getting recognition, isn't it?
It is, and actually the Nets was new to me. I mean, I started probably playing it about 4 years ago. I didn't really know that much about it, but it is an incredibly great game. Because of the nature of the game and the two different types, they play a sixes and a sevens game, you don't have the luxury of having a replay rule. So you have to toughen up, you have to sharpen up your handling skills. You don't get the opportunity to touch the ball twice in that game. And so for me, it's made my skills and my awareness a lot better. And having to play with men who are over 7 foot tall really makes you appreciate the precision of the game a little bit more. It's a little bit faster because you play the ball off the net, so it never goes out of court. So, and that's given me a real kind of lease of life and a real kind of hunger and drive for the sport that I never had before. And then to come back from New Zealand as world champions was just something really, really special. Most people probably say I could retire, and then I'm looking at next year thinking it's the Masters and Super League, and it just seems to be never ending. And I guess whilst you're fit and you can do it, why not?
You got MVP as well. Something that's obviously still treasured. Is the medal nice and safe?
It is. It's pride of place on my mantelpiece, I'm not going to lie. And since then, I've had a nice photos gallery made that sits in my new flat. And it takes pride of place. So as soon as you're walking, everyone gets to see our World Championship trophy and our World Championship medal, and that won't be going anywhere.
You've had experience playing at the uni before as part of Pam's testimonial. So did you already have a feel of the court kind of going into the game at the weekend?
Yeah, I think so. It's always nice to have seen where you're going to play. And Pam's testimonial was such a lovely event. And to be on board with Pam and just helping her out in any way is brilliant. To celebrate her unbelievable playing career was just a real highlight for me. And to be part of that was a real honour. But to be in that venue and have it as our home venue for Seven Stars is also somewhere really special. And the crowd are great. You couldn't do this game, you couldn't play, and you couldn't get the wins without the crowd behind you. So they're almost as important as the people that are on or off the court with you. But Pam's testimonial certainly set the scene. When I turned up on Friday, it was just about getting to know the girls. The court was was great, ready for the game, and the crowd are there supporting. It was a full capacity crowd, so the noise, as you can imagine, was pretty loud, but really something special, and I can't wait to get back out there this Friday again in whatever capacity on the bench, on the court. Can't wait.
I'm quite pleased as well, because the price of my signed netball at the end of that game will now skyrocket now you've joined full-time.
I don't know about that.
All right, another 37p then.
Well, anything's better than nothing, surely.
Hey. We touched on it earlier, but how do you think that Mon and Pam can add to your game then?
I think the experience between them, you can just tell from being in the dressing room with them, the experience that Monia has and the experience that Pam has between them. I mean, you can be the best players in the world and a lot of people will doubt their coaching ability, but in terms of Pam and Monia, they've just got that something. Pam's knowledge in the attacking end is just invaluable, and Monia's just Australian style, I think, will suit that kind of team, and the mix of Pam's attacking end isn't coming together just yet, and I think that's the inconsistency that we've seen throughout the season for Seven Stars, and I think that that's what they're going to look to build on over the next few years. What can we do? But I think with looking at Mon's kind of Aussie style, we're slightly seeing the rewards of that towards the latter part of this season. I think that given time, once you've developed all of those trends from attacking and defensive styles, because at the moment we've been playing a typically English man-on-man game, and Pam and I obviously came from the Kiwi style from Lynn, so it's just a completely new style, and it just doesn't change and things don't happen overnight. It takes time, as you know, from looking at the Team Bath franchise. That will happen over the next 2 or 3 years. And I think Pam and Monia have got their heads screwed on. They know exactly what they're looking for. They know exactly what they want over the next few years. And I think with the right selection and the right people, they will have that, no doubt. And I'd like to see in the next couple of years for them to be at the top of the Super League.
It's early days, but obviously the rest of the squad's got the vast experience, and people like Iona are getting recognition at the under-21s. So there's certainly the base to build on next season.
Absolutely. And what they think is they've got right is that they are building on the future. And people like Iona have, you know, I've had the pleasure of playing for her with half a game. I've been to one training session with her. But you can just see the quality and the sharpness. And I guess I didn't have the luxury of seeing her at the start of the season, only in a few of the games, but she's developed through this whole season. And that's what it's about. And developing that talent of our future and our 21s and keeping them within the franchises and integrating them with the more experienced players is what it's all about, because at some point us oldies will have to retire and we're going to be reliant on those young ones to be our future. So the people of Iona are going to be our future. I know that Pam and Monia are quite excited about the investment that goes into people like her.
With a bit of luck, Stars might be part of the Fast Five, so you won't be any stranger to lobbing the ball into the net from outside the area. Do you fancy it?
I would, actually. I do love a bit of Fast Five, I have to admit. And you know from being a Nets player that to be a centre in the Sixes game, you are not only the runner and the midcourt player, but you're also the shooter from outside. So I'd be quite happy to put a few balls up from outside the circle and see what happens. Leave that in Pam's hand, though.
You've met a few fans at the weekend. Are you looking forward to seeing the rest of them as the season ends?
Yeah, I think so. It was so lovely to meet all the fans and all the supporters. We couldn't do it without them. This game is made, really, by those supporters. And if we didn't have that and we had an empty crowd and empty seats all week at the venue, then it just wouldn't be the same. So these guys are really what it's all about. And to spend a few minutes, 5, 10, even 20 minutes after talking to the fan base, talking to the parents, talking to the children, is just what it's all about. And for me, if you can inspire just a couple of those individuals to be part of the game, then you're doing your job, because that's what it's about. Not everyone's going to make Super League level, but it's all relative. Those who just play club and enjoy it, that's what it's all about. It's about getting people into the game, getting it into the media, just putting it in the public eye and just getting people to just get out and try it in any capacity that is and see where it takes them.
You'll have been following the leagues up until now. Who's impressed you? Maybe players or franchises?
Yeah, I mean, I've been really impressed with Wasps. I think they've really utilised the likes of George Fisher. So she's a Turnford girl. I go back to my Turnford days. That's where I started and it all began, and they're a great club. So to see people like George Fisher coming through, but also to have Tamsin just putting the belief in her, because it would be so easy for Tamsin just to play the same combinations of Nat and Rach in there, and she hasn't done that this season. I take my hat off to her because she's put her trust in her players, and that's where the confidence builds. And actually, that makes her franchise probably one of the most feared franchises, because she's got the depth on the squad, because she's invested in those players. And I think that's what it's about. And I think Pam and Townsend have the same kind of mentality. You invest in the, like I say, you invest in the youngsters, and you'll reap the rewards from that coming through the rest of the season. So yeah, I think Wasps is going to be my franchise to put the money on this season.
Last couple of games, Mavs are at home on the 26th and Thunder away on the 3rd.
For us, it's not about getting into that top four, but it's about finishing with the consistency that I know the franchise is capable of achieving. And I think that's been the frustration for Pam and Mon over the last few games, is that you saw them when they played Storm and they beat Storm, and one, you've got that level of consistency for 60 minutes, and the next minute we've got a slow start and it's game over. So what's really important for these next couple of games against Mavs and Thunder is not necessarily about who the opposition are. It's about us putting in for 60 minutes and putting that consistency out for 60 minutes with no sloppy feeds, you know, just taking our game to the opposition and presenting it for 60 minutes. The outcome will be what it will be, but for us, it's about finishing on a high and putting out a performance that we know we are more than capable of achieving.